This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. Keep listening for actionable tips and tricks to incorporate eco-friendly practices into your daily life.
We've been featured by Apple as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we can't wait to welcome you into our community of changemakers. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Laura. We're the founders of Brightly.eco, the new platform for conscious consumers. We believe in supporting all creatures, great and small.
And our team of experts show you how to live and shop responsibly by sharing world-changing lifestyle ideas, products, and more. To read show notes from Good Together and to browse all of the planet-friendly goodness that we feature, head to brightly.eco/podcast.
And to help spread the word about the podcast, tap on this episode and share Good Together with your friends and family. A simple text message helps us grow and create change around the world.
This episode is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. Laura, you've probably heard me talk all the time about my love for Sheets and Giggles. I've been sleeping on their new sustainable eucalyptus sheets for the past 8 months straight. I recommend them 1000%. Every week I wash them and put them back on the bed right away. They're my go-to sheets. All of my other sheets, even the ethical ones, are taking a long break.
After hearing you rave about them for so long, Lisa, I finally got a chance to try their new eucalyptus comforter. So I'm a weirdo. I really like having a comforter on my bed all the time, even when we have the heat blasting. I haven't woken up once hot while I was using this one from Sheets and Giggles. It's a great ethical and sustainable alternative to the down comforter we used to use that's now sitting on our guest bed. Another thing I love about Sheets and Giggles is that they don't use plastic packaging and the materials don't use pesticides, so they're kind to our animal and insect friends.
They also plant a tree for each sheet set that is sold, and they're passionate about giving back. They give 10% off to customers who donate their old sheets to homeless shelters, and they have donated over $40,000 to Colorado COVID relief.
Good Together listeners get 15% off by using the code BRIGHTLYECO at SheetsGiggles.com. Conscious consumerism is growing globally, and that means that there are more options than ever before to do good when you shop, which is super exciting. But where do you go when you're overwhelmed? Because with all of these options comes a lot of choices. Lisa and I have had the opportunity to try hundreds, if not thousands, of eco-friendly products throughout our lives, both before we started Brightly and now because of it. Our main goal with Brightly and Good Together is to simplify your eco life and to make recommendations to you about the best sustainable products and lifestyle tips out there. In today's episode, we wanted to try something new. We're highlighting our favorite products that we've used constantly over the past few months and the ones we keep buying after we run out. As always, all of these products are our authentic and organic recommendations, and make sure you shop mindfully. Don't forget about that. If you like this episode, let us know and we'll start doing more shopping theme episodes in the future if you love it. To get our picks and to see show notes, you can head to brightly.eco/January-picks for this episode, or you can go to brightly.eco/podcast to see all of our show notes. All right, let's get into it. Hey, good afternoon, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you, Laura?
Doing well. It's, you know, it's pretty gray and cloudy in Seattle, but that's pretty standard.
Exactly.
So how it goes, right? How's everything over in San Francisco?
It's sunny. It's nice. I mean, as we know, California is definitely in pretty serious need of rain, but it's nice and sunny today. Good for us, not so good for the environment, but yeah, hoping for rain here.
There you go. Well, you know, there's always a push and pull between what we want, what the planet wants. This is what the podcast is all about,
right? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So this week in this episode, we're trying something new, Laura, right?
Yeah. So we, you know, with this podcast, if you've been with us from the beginning, we actually started it in July of 2019. So we are coming up on,
Ooh, year and a half or so.
I think we're episode, what,
60? Yeah, something like that.
So we've done quite a few episodes. It's been such a rewarding time to be able to have these conversations about sustainability with Lisa, with guests. I mean, we've had such a good time of it. But one thing that we wanted to start trying out was we wanted to see if you guys were interested in a shopping-related podcast episode, because around the holidays, we kind of do this organically. We, you know, like to talk about what we're purchasing, et cetera. But with our community, and I'll let Lisa talk about that, people just keep asking us, like, what our favorite product recommendations are, et cetera. And as you guys know, Lisa and I, like, our whole job is to curate and edit the best eco-friendly products and brands out there. So we are exposed to so many of these. We get our hands on them. And, you know, we have a chance to review a lot of products across a lot of different categories. So I, the other day, was using my favorite clean beauty pick, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But I thought it might be really useful for you as a listener to hear really what our favorite things are amongst these categories. So we figured, why not?
Exactly. No. And of course, it's very much driven by what's happening within our community, as Laura mentioned. If you guys haven't heard yet, Brightly does have their our own app, right? It's available both on Apple and Google Play Store. And we have tons of Scarlets, our ambassadors there, our app users. One of the most happening, as I like to say, happening chat group is actually product recommendations, which is absolutely not surprising, right? And then just recently, actually, one of our Scarlets, she reached out to us and she was like, well, how can we kind of better organize all the brand recommendations, product recommendations that are happening? There's so much chatter there, which is extremely exciting. Again, there's a lot of information there. And then today I talked to her and she was like, I'm really kind of leaning on Brightly, on Brightly recommendations, on recommendations she's getting from other ambassadors. And I think I didn't even tell her that we're going to record this kind of episode, but I'm pretty sure Marisa, shout out to you. I know you will enjoy this episode. If just one listener will enjoy it, I know Marisa will be that person. So yeah, you want to jump into it?
Yeah. So we're going to try this out. If it does well, we'll start doing them on more of a regular cadence. So please leave us feedback. Let us know in the app. You can comment directly on the episode there, but you can send us an email, whatever you need. So let's get into it. If you are interested in shopping any of the picks that Lisa and I talk about today, you can go to brightly.eco/January-picks. So we'll also have this sitting on the homepage, but again, brightly.eco/January-picks. Okay, so let's get into it. So the very first product that we are going to feature is one that inspired this podcast idea for me. So it is a super skin serum tint. It's a long, like, product name. It has SPF in it, and it comes from Ilia. So basically what this product is it's a tinted moisturizer. And in the age of Zoom, I feel like we all want a little bit of coverage on the skin because we have all these camera meetings, etc. But because we're not really going anywhere, we don't really want to put on like a huge full face of makeup. Like, I think
exactly.
You know, there's varying levels of moisturizer, tinted moisturizer, and foundation, etc. I love this because it comes in so many shades. So it literally will fit anyone. There's a million different shades that it comes in. And then it also combines, you know, tint, it combines moisture, it combines sunscreen. I mean, there's just so many amazing things in this. I use it almost every day. So I love it. I've been raving about it to everyone, including my mom. So definitely check it out from Ilia.
Yes, you have. Yeah, you probably mentioned it to me like 3 times. And I got to test it when I was visiting Laura this holidays too. It's $54, correct, Laura?
Yeah, it's $54.
Which is not bad for a serum, right? Especially clean beauty one.
Well, yeah, and that's a cool thing because it kind of combines, this is like a true multitasking product, really. Like, it combines skincare, sunscreen, and like tinted moisturizer. So it's all in one, it's clean. $54. You really just use a small amount every time you, the one thing I think they could change, I would say, is the applicator. The applicator is like a little bit messy, but it is designed to not, it's not like a pump, you know, because I think one thing we don't realize when we talk about clean beauty is packaging waste. And so pumps in clean beauty or in any beauty product really, you know, they have a lot of excess plastic and they also like cause you to waste a lot of products. So this has just got a dropper, which is nice, but it is a little bit unwieldy. Anyway, totally check it out. I love it. I'm wearing it right now.
Cool. And since we're on the topic of clean beauty and Ilia, my clean beauty recommendation and kind of my clean beauty find is definitely their mascara. I've been, I'm not like a heavy makeup person for sure, but mascara is something I wear once I have important Zoom meetings. Definitely not every day these days for sure. And it's only $28. I've been asking our community for actually for their product recommendations for a clean beauty mascara. I've been receiving a few different recommendations, but ultimately I did decide to go with Ilia. Our Scouts ambassadors earlier in early 2020 also got to review Ilia, right? And some of them tried and they loved it. So, and I'm so glad I went with it. Again, it's very like reasonably priced and it's clean beauty. I believe that cruelty-free. They say it's 99% natural and 100% safe formula. They have a blend of organic bee and carnauba waxes. So anyways, I don't know all of the terminology, but it does work really well. And it has the actual brush. It's made so you can kind of do either like a small amount of mascara, or you, if you want to be fancier, you can do like a really kind of long curly, curly eyelashes, right? That's the word.
Yeah.
yeah. But again, for a non makeup aficionado, it's really great, great one for me. And since we're still on the topic of clean beauty, our last, right, Laura, I think it's our last clean beauty recommendation is Alpine, right? How do you call it? Alpine.
Well, it's spelled Alpyn. Mm-hmm. I think it could be Alpine, but it could also be Alpine. But let's just say Alpine.
The name is not the most important thing about this company, but we actually discovered Alpine from our previous guests who recommended, she has a makeup company, clean makeup company, right? And when we asked her about her own favorite clean beauty products, this is the product that she was raving about. There is Alpine Beauty Serum, which I love, but I wanted to actually to shout out to their Calming Midnight Mask. It's $68 and it's really, it gives like this nice, glossy, super moisturizing feel to your skin.
And you put it on before you go to bed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You put it on before you go to bed. I sometimes this year I was even using it almost like every other day when I was like running out of other moisturizers. It's really great. This company is sustainable. They're plant-based. They're vegan, Leaping Bunny certified, 1% for the planet members. But the coolest thing about Alpine is that they're formulated from fresh mountain actives, which essentially is wild harvested ingredients from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is which is really cool. And it's just products are beautiful, the quality is great, and I really love the mask itself.
It's cool. It's cool to think, I love their products as well, and it's interesting to think about how the company is using wildflowers in these products. Like, it's kind of mind-blowing, and the price is not terrible. Like, it's definitely in the more mid-range, you know, for these, some of these products, but the fact that you're getting something that's like literally foraged, I think is pretty crazy. And to me, when I hear those kind of terminologies, I feel like it's going to be some luxury, crazy thing, but it's relatively approachable price point. So super amazing stuff. They also do some great things with packaging waste, and they're innovating there, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So next up is a fashion pick that I've literally been living in this entire COVID-19 pandemic. I might have even talked about these on a previous podcast, but
probably did.
So first of all, my favorite ethical fashion brand is Amore Verre. They come to us from California, and they've got some beautiful, beautiful soft pieces of clothing. So whether you're talking about a sweater, a jumpsuit, a pant, like all of their stuff is really soft. It's made with eco-friendly materials like Tencel. Viscose. There's all sorts of really interesting things that they use. Now, Amore Verre is on the more expensive side. So what I tell people is wait for their sales because they put sales on frequently. And so if you sign up for their email list, you can, you know, be notified when that stuff goes on sale. If you live close to an Amorvier store, they do sample sales every once in a while.
Yeah, we've been to one.
Yeah, we've been to one. So just because sometimes we might be recommending things that might be at your price point, there's other ways you can access it too. You know, try Poshmark. I'm sure that there's stuff on Poshmark from them. But I'm a huge fan of this company. So the product that I'm specifically wanting to recommend is called their Skylar joggers. So they come in a few different colors. I have them in black and green, and they are just the softest. They have like a ribbed texture to them. So they're not just like a flat texture. They've got they're not just like a flat pant. They have some really cool texture. And they're just really chic. Like they look like, they feel like more elevated than sweatpants. I mean, if I need to go out and run errands, then I feel great wearing these. I love them. So they're $98. So like I said, on the more expensive side for pants, but I've gotten a ton. I mean, I've probably worn them very conservatively. I've worn them 100 times. No joke.
Yeah, very conservatively.
They still look just as good as they did when I bought them. So, you know, and I like them so much, I bought two pairs. So love them.
Nice. Yeah. And of course, you guys probably have heard me rave about Amorvier before. I have tons of their sweaters. I have a lot of their jeans as well. I haven't tried their sweatpants yet, or however we call it, joggers. Okay.
The joggers.
Yeah. It's more elevated version of sweatpants. Cool. So next fashion product that we would like to recommend 100% for me is actually this new brand we've discovered. It's called HarperCoats. Their founder was kind enough to send us a couple of coats to try out. And funnily enough, both Laura and I, we got the Uptown Puffer in olive, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And like when I first saw it and like put it on, I literally felt like I'm in a warm cocoon. Like the design is so well thought. I love it. It's really high quality. And also my favorite part, I always have to have hoodies, hoods or whatever, with all of my coats and jackets. And like, it's just so well and nicely made. I of course live in San Francisco. I'm not even using it, you know, every day here for sure, but I already use it outside in my garden just when I was hanging out there in the evening. And of course the founder was like, you know, it's a perfect coat right now. If you are living in a colder climate, like in Seattle, I wish I got that coat so I could use it in Seattle. You know, now, especially these days when we cannot eat out inside in the restaurants, it's a perfect coat for outdoor dining, right?
Yeah, it is. Especially if you're eating somewhere with like a breeze. Like my husband and I went and had breakfast sort of by the water, outdoor dining style 2 weekends ago. And we are freezing our ass off. So like, I wish I had this coat. It is on the heavier side. So to me, it almost looks like you're going to go like snowshoeing or like, it brings back a lot of these heavy things. But if you live in a climate where there's snow, like this is totally for you. And like Lisa said, even for folks like us on the West Coast, there's definite need for it right now. So I love it too. It's a beautiful coat.
Yeah. And the founder, again, of course, we always ask all of our brands and founders, like, tell us about all of your sustainability efforts. You know, she shared that they're cruelty-free and sustainable and very new brand. And of course, it's a women-run brand too, which is great. They are cruelty-free. The feel is cruelty-free and sustainably made polyester. They're fully vegan. Their coat carbon footprint is much smaller because of that. They also buy carbon offsets on behalf of each customer for every order. So again, I wouldn't say that they're a perfect brand, right? It's not 100% recyclable, for example. But as we like to say, you know, the brand is doing kind of taking small and very right steps towards sustainability to be hopefully fully sustainable at some point.
I mean, they're putting in the work, right? Like they're making an effort. They're really putting in the work. They're operating with this front of mind. If it's not possible for them to use like the most eco-friendly material, there's probably a reason why they didn't do that. So it's just, like I said, when Lisa and I, you know, come into contact with these brands, they want to chat with us. We always have these conversations with them, just like we have with you listeners about the gray areas of sustainability and where we feel like, you know, there's fits and where it makes sense. So we love that. So yeah. Highly and recommend the coat. It's great.
Yeah, the coat, again, it's $300. It's not cheap, but I just saw that they do have a sale right now. It's $250, so it's a pretty hefty discount. And yeah, I do love the color and quality. Anyways.
Well, and the idea with a coat like this is that you're going to have this for years.
Exactly. I mean,
assuming you don't change sizes, which that's always fun wondering.
Oops.
But like, you should be able to wear that coat for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
like,
I literally... I was thinking, I was actually just mentioning to you that I actually probably need a coat, even though, again, I don't live in a cold climate, but I can't remember last time I bought a coat. I have a coat since probably 2010, 2008 that I have, and it's still there, you know, probably a little bit like not as elevated of a style. I didn't need it when I was like 22 or something. So yeah, I'm definitely absolutely planning to own this coat for at least 10 years, if not more.
Yeah, totally. And so speaking of a fashion pick, I will close this out with fashion with a product that I love so much I've purchased again. So that this is kind of the theme of my recommendations where, you know, sometimes we might get reached out to by a brand for stuff in consideration. So full disclosure, we were gifted the Harper coats. We want to mention that, but the Ilia products we bought on our own. And oftentimes we might receive a product for editorial consideration at Brightly, and then Lisa and I love it so much we buy it again. So that's one thing we want to make sure you guys understand. Like, no one paid for this podcast. This is just all of our organic recommendations. We might have received the products for free in exchange for review a while back, but this is like stuff that we love and we are like recommending to everyone that we know. So just want to make sure we're super clear on that. So this shoe, it's called the Bendy. Like Beckham, basically. And it's a women-owned brand based in, I think they're based in LA or they're...
So no, the founder is here in San Francisco, right? But I think they might even be manufacturing in San Francisco or LA, one of the two for sure.
Okay. So they're a, it's almost like a hybrid between a flat and a tennis shoe. And they, you don't wear socks with them. I mean, I guess you could wear those like peak, like no show socks, mm-hmm. but they're not really designed for that. Like they're super comfy. They look to me almost like a birdie flat with like more of a sporty sole. Mm-hmm. And they're just really comfy. Like I can't tell you how comfy these shoes are. And so let's see, I connected with them years ago, like 2 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago with Mary Sue, one of the founders of Bendy. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, gifted me a pair of the shoes, which I loved, in this really fun yellow color. And I love them. And I wanted a darker color to go with like more with different types of outfits. So I just went and bought another pair like myself. So I love these Bendy shoes. The price on them is a little high. I actually don't remember. I can Google it really quick.
Yeah, it's like 120 or something like that. But yeah, you can double check.
150, mm-hmm. something like that. But you can join their email list. I'm sure there's a coupon there. And again, really long lasting. The only reason I bought another pair was because I wanted another color.
Yeah. So $149.95. Yeah. And okay. I also own a pair in like this. Of course I had to get it in green. I love it. I remember when I got the pair, again from Mary Sue, I was, back before COVID was a thing. We traveled to, New Orleans and I was wearing it like for 5 days straight. They're awesome. They're awesome. Super comfortable. And again, woman-owned company. Always love to give a shout out to that.
Love it. So you can find those. The Bendy shoes are sold through a company called Ashbury Skies. Again, we'll put a link in our show notes with this, but we love it. They're awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles, a company with a punny name but a seriously sustainable mission to make better bedding for everyone. We started partnering with Sheets and Giggles earlier this year, and the positive reviews from our community keep coming in.
I've been on a hunt for sustainable bedding for a long time now until Brightly actually recommended Sheets and Giggles. I would highly recommend. The material is great. I personally tend to get hot at night and my boyfriend tends to get cold. So it definitely serves as a happy medium. Highly recommend.
I also get hot at night, and I found that after sleeping with Sheets and Giggles moisture wicking sheets over the past few months, I can't remember the last time I woke up overheated.
I love my Sheets and Giggles sheets. They're my absolute favorite. Not only because they're super duper soft, but they are sustainably and ethically made out of eucalyptus.
Yep, I love that our scout Ashley called out how soft the Sheets and Giggles sheets are. Plus, the eucalyptus that is in their 400 thread count sheets is grown without insecticides or pesticides. They also just launched a bunch of new colors, and I can't choose between navy, blue, and red. Help me!
Sheets and Giggles bedding is super lightweight and soft, and they really nail it on zero waste packaging.
We recommend Sheets and Giggles for the softest, most sustainable sleep out there. Good Together listeners get 15% off at checkout by using the code BRIGHTLYECO at sheetsgiggles.com.
If you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you must have heard us gush about Nisolo before. They are the makers of the most gorgeous and ethical shoes that somehow hit the perfect mix of style, comfort, function, and sustainability. Nisolo is a certified B Corp and offsets 100% of their carbon emissions.
My favorite part about Nisolo is the quality and the style of their shoes. I own quite a few Nisolo pairs, and they just get better with time. Their designs are classic, timeless, and I can pair my Nisolos with almost anything in my wardrobe. They last forever, too. I've taken a few pairs to the cobbler to get resold, and they come out looking as good as new every time. I'm also a big fan of companies that take care of their artisan partners and work to ensure above fair trade wages and safe and healthy working conditions for all. Nisolo goes above and beyond.
I also appreciate how much thought Nisolo puts into making sure that their shoes will last your lifetime, well, almost, by sharing product care information and even video tutorials on their website. Making sure that whatever product you buy will last you as long as possible is one of the most sustainable things we can do as consumers. I myself have their mules and summer sandals for over 3 years. I just got my husband the Mateo all-weather boot, and he's been wearing them ever since we've opened the box, for real. Oh, and before I forget, they have socks now. They will make perfect stocking stuffers.
Go to nisolo.com/brightly and use the code brightly for 20% off any styles. That's nisolo.com/brightly. Okay, so let's go into another category.
Kitchen, right?
Kitchen, because we're spending so much time in the kitchen now. So Lisa, what has been a favorite kitchen find, or like kitchen and food find that you
have? Yeah. Talking more about women funded brands, right? When we were reached out by this company, a wine brand, we kind of were laughing about their name. The name is No Men Wine.
Like No Men.
Like No Men.
So funny. When I opened it, it's
yeah,
so good.
And the reason is that, of course, it's a family of 4 women. So I think it's mother and 3 daughters, I believe. And they're actually based not far from you, Laura. They're in Newburgh, Oregon. I'm not sure where Newburgh is, but Oregon. Yep. Beautiful state, tons of amazing wineries. And the coolest thing is that, well, there's a couple of cool things. Their prices are so affordable. Their wines are between $12 and $16. The shipping is always free, which is almost impossible for any other wine brands.
Yeah,
if you guys
rare.
Are into wine. Yeah, they have four blends right now. Cabernet, not blends, I should say, different types of wines, right? Cabernet Sauvignon, Rosé, Sauv Blanc, and Malbec. So how are they sustainable? Kind of what is their differentiator? The differentiator is actually comes in the form of shipping. And why is it, how can they even afford to ship for free? It's because their bottles are made from plastic, which I know when I first kind of read that, I was like, that's not ideal, right? But it actually makes total sense because I believe I read on their website that 60% of kind of carbon emissions in the wine industry actually comes from shipping. If you guys, I know, you know, Laura and I are big wine aficionados. So like if you order, for example, it's amazing to support local wineries, to go directly to wineries. You probably mentioned it in another podcast. But when you ship the wines, it's expensive. It starts, Laura, do you know, like probably like at least $20 for shipping.
And yeah, at least. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to think about one of the reasons why some of these eco-friendly cleaning companies exist today is they're trying to cut down the amount of water and liquid and just like weight that we ship around. So one of the interesting things is not like you can reduce water from wine unless you're Jesus. I'm just kidding. But it's, you can't really do that, but you can make it lighter in terms of the bottle, like Lisa's talking about, which is super interesting. So yeah, they're in plastic bottles. It's, you just don't even think about, I mean, you get it and you're, first of all, they don't look like they're plastic bottles. Like they look nice. Like it's not, honestly, it's not what you're thinking in your head. It looks super nice. And I love that they're innovating in this way in sustainability. So we had a whole podcast talking about organic wines and clean wine and all of the different buzzwords going around the wine itself. These ladies at Nomen are not as focused on that with the wine, so they could definitely improve there. I didn't see a lot of specifics around how the grapes are grown, etc. But the reason why we wanted to give them a shout out is we like the wine, and I really like this recyclable, lightweight packaging option, because I'll be frank, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's especially so well done. So their plastic bottles are actually, it's not made from regular plastic, right? It's PET, it's like polyethylene, terephthalate, but it's PET plastic, right? It's highly sustainable, inert and BPA-free.
As sustainable as plastic can be.
Exactly.
We know that it's
exactly.
not the most.
It's 100% recyclable. Their bottles in general are 90% lighter than glass bottles, and they account for 77% less greenhouse gas emissions. Again, because as you guys probably know, with shipping, the heavier it is, the more basically emissions you create with shipping. So, shout out to these ladies. It's a very small brand. It's 100% women, as you guys can imagine. So, yeah, shout out to that's kind of one of my first food picks of this year.
Totally, yeah, it's great to be able to give them a spotlight. We're also working on a spotlight for women-owned sustainable wine and spirits companies. So that'll be coming out soon. Check the website for that. But yeah, super interesting. So my next pick is actually my husband's pick, which is we've had the founder of Burlap and Barrel on a previous podcast. Lisa interviewed him about the story behind, how they're sourcing artisan spices from around the world. It's fascinating. The reason why I wanted to spotlight them separately here is because they're just really tasty. Like it's not one of these things where we loved the story so much and et cetera, that we, we just want to keep recommending them. It's literally a taste. It's so good. And my husband, Eric, his favorite spice is cumin. I think it's because we come from Texas. Cumin is used in most Mexican food.
I didn't know that. My husband is Moroccan, and so cumin is basically a staple, like along with salt and pepper, or maybe even like second after pepper or after salt.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Cumin
okay.
is huge in Morocco, but yeah, tell us where Burlap and Barrel's cumin comes from.
Yeah, so their cumin comes from Afghanistan, I believe.
Yep.
And that's very interesting. And so my husband literally, we make rice in a rice cooker, and before we turn on the rice cooker, he will season it before he does that, which is interesting. I don't know if people do this, but he'll put in some salt and pepper, and then he likes to put cumin in there because it kind of gives it an interesting cumin-y flavor to the rice.
The cumin is in the form of seeds or it's powder?
So this is in the form of seeds, but it's like they're really, 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 they're tiny, and you don't get any kind of crunch or anything when you eat it. So you barely notice it. But anyway, he puts it in the rice cooker. And mind you, this is a man that like goes through like industrial levels of cumin powder usually. And he tries the rice, and I'm like on the computer upstairs, and he's like yelling. I'm like, what's the matter? He's literally like, oh my God, this cumin is so good. And he's like, it's not cumin. It's that good. Like, I was like, are you being paid by bro? Like, what is the matter with you? And he was like, he just kept going on and on. He had all of these, like, I was like, are you trying to be like Billy Mays? He was like, it's like having good wine versus boxed wine it was so funny. So I had to give it a shout out because Eric was obsessed with it. I think it tastes so good. So like we said, we love Burlap and Barrel. We, have a full backstory on their origin journey, et cetera, on a previous episode of the podcast. So check it out. But the cumin itself, it's pretty reasonably priced. It's like $9.99 for like truly artisanal spice. And it's amazing. So check it out. Love it.
Yeah. I love Burl Up and Barrel too. So I have a few of their spices. Love the quality and love the story behind the whole ethos of the brand, of course. So next kitchen pick is actually in the form of Chef Knife. Chef Knife, I literally, Laura, you probably saw me, like, since we've been traveling, we were only staying in Airbnbs, and I travel with my knife because I really don't like, dull knives that usually sometimes like the owners will have an Airbnb. So I'm like, I have to travel with my knife. And, knife is just such an essential kitchen utensil, kitchen tool. You spend so much time and doing things in the kitchen with it. So I'm like, okay, I'll buy this investment piece. And I got this knife from a brand that I've recently discovered in this year, and I've probably made like four or five purchases from them.
Wow.
The brand is called Made In. And when we say chef knives, like, oh, okay, every knife is a chef knife, But the whole kind of ethos of the company, I believe both founders, they are chefs, or one of the founders. Anyway, so essentially they're creating extremely high quality products that are basically chef approved. So
Oh, cool.
yes, all of their like marketing is like, their products are tested by chefs, and sometimes are even co-designed with chefs as well. So it's so it's like the plates that are virtually unbreakable. Another thing I got from them were wine glasses, really high quality. And this chef knife is made. Another cool thing that I love, again, where the quality comes from, because they really work with kind of factories and to find the best material. So the chef knife is 100% made in France, and made in a family-owned fifth generation knife makers. Imagine, like, so this factory, this family has been making generations for making knives for five generations, and that's kind of like the story behind each one of Made In's products. So like, obviously not everything that they sell is made in France. I think some of their pans are even made in the US, but again, they just choose the best partner to really create the best kitchen tools, in their category, probably. Again, same story as Laura. It's an investment piece. You guys probably heard me like three different episodes talking about how many kind of kitchen investment pieces I got through Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale. So yeah, I did get a little bit of a discount. But the regular price is $89. But again, it's one of those pieces you will be using every single day if you're cooking, especially if you're cooking a lot at home. And then, yes, I fully plan to own it for my entire life.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think the power of having a good knife can't be understated. Like, it's or overstated. I'm like, what am I trying to say? I mean, you need a good knife. And we actually were just gifted a really nice chef's knife by our realtor when we just got our new house. It was a nice sort of housewarming present. And it's like, that's blown my mind at how much easier it makes cooking and like prep, like,
Exactly.
trying to do like your mise en place, your expensive cooking techniques like that. No, fancy. So our very last recommendation is something that is not fancy, nor is it expensive, but it's something I use all the time. And I had a friend, she was over, we were being, social distant, don't worry, but she saw me using these and she was like, "Oh, do those work?" And I was like, kind of went on a rant, so that made me laugh. Swedish dish cloths. There we go. It's kind of a tongue twister, but anyway, they are sort of paper towel alternatives that you can use over and over again. They're made of cellulose, I believe. So they're made of like a plant-based material. And when you get them wet, so first of all, when you order them, and you can order them from anywhere, you can get them on Amazon if you so choose. You can get them from a variety of eco retailers. I'm pretty sure they now have them at places like Whole Foods and bigger grocery
Yep.
stores. You're starting to see
I
them.
have. Yeah, I have gotten them
But
from there.
typically, from a price point, they're going to get, I think I saw like a two pack for about $13. So they're not like really, really cheap. But if you consider how long they last, which is months and months, like I've used mine for like 6 months at least, and they're not really showing any signs of wear. So what you do basically is when you get them in your house, they're like really flat and they're dry. Like they're almost like a big cracker, almost seems like. But then you wet them and they become just like a paper towel, like really flexible and pliable. And the cool thing is you use them, they are super absorbent, so they'll soak up liquid. They're great And then when they're dirty, you just throw them in the dishwasher. So they get sanitized and clean in the dishwasher that way. So when my friend saw me using them, she said, "Oh, are you guys a paper towel free house?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, not all the time, because we do keep a roll of paper towels around for like meat juices. I'm still kind of like oog factor when we think about bacteria and stuff. Yep. So if it comes from meat, I want to make sure it's cleaned up with a paper towel. You know, if we have an accident from a dog or something, like there's still, of course, going to be needs for paper towels. And I say that because we also had like a viral TikTok with Marley. What's it called? Marley's Monsters. They have like the unpapered towel, which is like a cloth version kind of what I'm talking about. So just because you choose to cut down on your paper towel waste, it does not mean you have to have none in the house. So I just want to like throw that out there. So when she asked me that, I said, Well, no, we still use some sometimes, but we try and cut back with this, you know, with the Swedish dishcloths. And I think for me, just like going in, we are in the kitchen all the time, we're cooking all the meals. Like for me, just being able to wipe down the counters when I'm done without having to just throw away wads of paper, it's kind of like mind blowing. You just don't realize it until you make that swap. And then you're like, whoa, like I don't even have any more money on paper towels. I'm not creating a bunch of waste. So I'm a huge fan. And spoiler, we might be having something to do with Swedish dishcloths. I literally cannot say that word.
It's difficult. It's dish.
Some brightly pizzazz on those maybe by the end of the year. So you guys, there's a
stay
maybe.
Tuned.
Stay tuned.
So, but yeah, right now you can find them on, I bought something similar from Whole Foods. I'm sure, you know, Target has more and more sustainable products available. If you guys have been watching our reels and TikToks, on Drops, one of our partners that you probably heard us talk about, it's actually 13 for a set of three. So pretty affordable. Cool. Yeah. So, love them. And of course, a lot of our community members, it's like one of the first sustainable swaps everybody's doing. So yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's an easy one to do. They're also, you can get them with fun patterns on them. So, you know, just a cool thing to gift.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the end of this episode. Like we were saying, this is just something we wanted to try out. Let us know if you liked it by leaving us comments in the app, DMs, whatever. But, you know, like we said, you guys are always asking us for product recommendations. So Lise and I thought it would be fun to kind of give you a little bit of voiceover as to what we've got going on. And don't forget, you can go to brightly.eco/January-picks to see our picks this month.
And maybe get a secret discount code. So
maybe for one or two of them. But yeah, like we said, we love these things. We bought them ourselves. We're big fans. We love it.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. As always, you can get show notes and explore lots more content related to all things eco-friendly living by checking out brightly.eco/podcast.
And don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening on our Facebook group. Simply search Good Together Ethical Shopping and it'll come up. You can also leave us a question through voicemail. The link is on brightly.eco/podcast.
If you're into social media, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the channels. Our username is brightly.eco.
Finally, we want to leave you with a reminder. Every day is a chance for you to create change, and you're already covered for today since you joined us here on the podcast. Stay kind and live brightly.